The Republican-controlled House gets a lot of blame for stalling legislation, but the chamber is actually moving efficiently, even if in a partisan manner. In May, the lower chamber passed legislation to avoid the doubling of student loan rates in July by a vote of 221 to 198. It's controversial because it ties future student loan rates to the market, an idea the majority of senators rejected last week. Virginia Republican Morgan Griffith says it's now up to Senate Democrats to act.
Senate's got to figure out what they want. We've sent a bill over, and look, that bill was not a perfect bill, but it's better than July 1st coming and having the rates double. But I think that there's room to maneuver. If the Senate will tell us what it is that they want, then I think that we could get a conference committee that could work something out.
Virginia Democrat Jim Moran says the GOP proposal is unacceptable because it will increase the debt burden students are already saddled with.
The problem is it's in everyone's interest for our workforce to be as highly educated as possible. And raising student loan rates mitigates against that. So it's bad policy. We need to make college affordable. And for too many people, it's not affordable today.
If Congress doesn't act, those student loan rates will go up next month, leaving students facing a bleak job market even more to get depressed about. I'm Matt Laszlo.